ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A full panel of 12 jurors and six alternates now seated and sworn in to hear evidence in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The judge setting opening arguments for Monday, but Trump's attorneys today also filing an emergency request for a change of venue. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.
This is, as we've been talking about, with Trump's legal strategy all along, whether it's in New York, D.C., Florida, Georgia, any jurisdiction is delay, delay, delay. This is a Hail Mary attempt to delay this again, to try and get some sort of emergency stay.
Police say a man who set himself on fire at a nearby park outside the courthouse is in critical condition. Authorities say the man is from Florida and they're investigating his background. House lawmakers will work into this weekend, taking up votes on four separate foreign and domestic funding bills, including aid for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson also facing a possible recall vote by hardline Republicans, upset he's working across the aisle. This is ABC News. The Biden administration finalizing new federal protections for LGBTQ plus students and victims of campus sex assaults. The new safeguards are all part of a revised Title IX regulation fulfilling a campaign pledge by President Biden. Put on hold a federal provision providing bans of transgender student athletes. Newly released text messages between officials on Maui revealing a disturbing attitude when deadly wildfires broke out last August.
In an extensive investigative report by the Hawaii Attorney General, text messages from Maui's absent then head of emergency management, who was on another island at a conference during the fires, show a lack of seriousness the situation was given. He has since been ousted from the job, but in one text message, his assistant writing, LOL, poor chief looks so overwhelmed. Later writing that officials on TV look scared and overwhelmed and that they needed a hug, LOL, to calm down.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
A low of 28 tonight, mostly clear with a frost or freeze likely. West winds at 8 to 14 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy, a high of 50. West and northwest winds at 10 to 20. Saturday night, clear and cold, frost likely, a low of 28. Sunday, sunny and pleasant and a high of 60. And Monday, 64, partly sunny and mild conditions with shower chances at night.
Black dress, high heels, showing you off downtown. Footprints, windshield, watching the sun go down. Front porch, hair back, sipping a sweet iced tea. Black top, dirt road, it all sounds good to me. Yeah, baby, it's Friday night. You're asking me where I might want to go. What you ought to wear, maybe I don't know. Cause you look good in any kind of light. Dashboard, full moon, candlelit night. I can't decide which side you want to see tonight. Whiskey shot, closing down a corner bar. Truck hood, laid back, waiting on a shooting star. Don't matter what you try on, I can sit and watch you all night long. You're killing me, you keep blowing me away. Cause you look good in any kind of light. Dashboard, full moon, candlelit night. I can't decide. I wanna see you with a party crowd all alone. You look so bright, I can't go wrong. I can't decide 'cause you look good in any kind of light. Dashboard, full moon, candlelit night, I can't decide. Oh girl, if I wanna see you in a party crowd or all alone, you look so right, I can't go wrong. Girl, you decide, which side of you I get to see tonight.
Can't decide. Easton Corbin on WRCO. I'm Bo Henricks with you for a little while longer here. Had a chance earlier today, this morning, to be over at the Boscobel High School for their school fair kind of event going on today. That was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of students there and a lot of really eager ones to look into the different, you know, the job fields. It was pretty well represented by Southwest Wisconsin. Even got to see, you know, a former WRCO staff member, Chandler Brindley. It's rare, but once in a while, I do get to see him, and he even let me shake his hand.
All alone, peace and quiet. Call it busy, call it alive. And I don't tell you near enough just how much I'm missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Take my time, love you slow, love you right. Shadows dancing on the wall. Your lips, your hips, your fingertips. Every inch of you just fits like the shirt that I got on. Gonna love you, baby, all night long. So let's drink what's left of this bottle. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Turn the lights down low and pull the car way off of the shell.
you're a turkey, they're a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
An old-fashioned adventure, yeah, some time away from day to day to get you. Needed some kind of a break, like a hammock in the shade. I've got this spot where it don't get much better, yeah, it gets cold, it gets hot. I don't worry about the weather, my private paradise. Don't fit the classifieds. Vacation at my side, every day and every night. Hawaii's got big breaks, Michigan Great Lakes, Colorado snowbanks, Georgia beaches, Louisiana hot food, New York attitude, Florida beaches, Tennessee whiskey, baby, are you with me? Texas chili, Virginia pine. It's hard to beat that California sunshine. Baby, you're my favorite state of mine. It feels just like I'm diving on to heaven. Your lips, your eyes, hell, everything gets me revving. You'll feel the sin, your fun, 30 flavors all in one. Crazy, happy, laughing at me, all that in them some. Hawaii's got big breaks, Michigan Great Lakes, Colorado snowflakes, Georgia beaches, Louisiana hot food, New York attitude, Florida beaches, Tennessee whiskey, baby, are you with me? Texas chili, Virginia pine. It's hard to beat that California sunshine.
Favorite state of mind.
My favorite state of mind, Josh Grayson on Country and Community WRCO.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
So I can feel it come, just took some time. Talk about love, why I die. It's so hard to get it right. Push or show, why I die. It's so long to get it right. Said I believe in something. No one should be alone. And then before you know it, it's there.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I spent half my life trying to figure out who I am, what I'm all about. And the toughest thing I've ever tried to find is why it seems so hard to just be satisfied. Rock and roll stars wanna be in the movies. Movie stars always wanna sing songs. Teenage girls wanna be 27. 40-year-olds wonder where the years have gone. So much time wasted in the wanting. Life goes by too fast. Why does everybody want something that they can't have? Elvis died, an unhappy man. Look at everything that he had. So what's that say about you and me? What we think life's supposed to be. Rock and roll stars wanna be in the movies. Movie stars always wanna sing songs. Teenage girls wanna be 27. 40-year-olds wonder where the years have gone. So much time wasted in the wanting. Life goes by too fast. Why does everybody want something that they can't have? Stay for a while. Go ahead and laugh while you wonder why. Rock and roll stars wanna be in the movies. Movie stars always wanna sing songs. Teenage girls wanna be 27. 40-year-olds wonder where the years have gone. So much time wasted in the wanting. Life goes by too fast. Why does everybody want something that they can't have? Why does everybody want something that they can't have?
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
When the world ends, there will be nothing to save you.
Well, hold on.
No hope, no refuge.
That's not exactly right. Wick Buildings Lumber is 45% stronger.
Nothing will withstand your demise.
Our wood grip screws and 29-gauge steel are doing well over there.
Nothing will save you.
I don't want to tell you you're doing your job wrong, but it looks like my Wick building is doing okay. Hey, guys! Guys, check out that building over there.
Hey, get that building! Yeah, hurry!
No, no!
Sorry, buddy. WIC buildings are built to last.
Oh, fine.
When the world ends, there will be only one building that can save you. WIC buildings. Immeasurable strength.
Exceptional value.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A full panel of 12 jurors and six alternates now seated and sworn in to hear evidence in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The judge setting opening arguments for Monday, but Trump's attorneys today also filing an emergency request for a change of venue. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.
This is, as we've been talking about with Trump's legal strategy all along, whether it's in New York, D.C., Florida, Georgia, any jurisdiction is delay, delay, delay. This is a Hail Mary attempt to delay this again, to try and get some sort of emergency stay.
Police say a man who set himself on fire at a nearby park outside the courthouse is in critical condition. Authorities say the man is from Florida and they're investigating his background. House lawmakers will work into this weekend, taking up votes on four separate foreign and domestic funding bills, including aid for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson also facing a possible recall vote by hardline Republicans, upset he's working across the aisle. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's evening news today is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. It is 48 degrees looking at skies to be partly cloudy tonight with frost or freeze likely, lows to 28, west winds of 8 to 14.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty, call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources again asked the public to stay vigilant and avoid outdoor burning this weekend due to elevated fire danger. Warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions are in the forecast for this weekend. Although recent rain has improved conditions in some areas, much of the state's vegetation is still dead and dry. Over the past week, the DNR has responded to 122 wildfires, burning nearly 340 acres, the most active week this season. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning and power lines. Wisconsin's wildfire season is expected to continue for several more weeks, with pine needles dropping in moisture and fires starting to move into tree crowns. These conditions can lead to faster, more intense fires that are difficult to suppress. To help keep Wisconsinites safe, the DNR may suspend annual burn permits in counties within DNR protection areas where vegetation has yet to fully green up. All of Columbia, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties, and the northern section of Grant and Iowa counties are in the DNR protection area. If your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction, please check with local authorities prior to burning. Check the DNR's website to learn if your property is within the DNR's jurisdiction. Remember, weather conditions can change quickly, which means fire danger can change quickly too. Always check before you burn. Fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. The Wisconsin Department of Administration was named a finalist for the 2024 Golden Post Awards for Outstanding Use of Social Media by Government Agencies at the annual Government Social Media Conference. The Wisconsin DOA was a finalist for Best LinkedIn Presence, competing nationwide with the City of Allen, Texas, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Wake County Government, North Carolina. DOA was also the sole agency from Wisconsin across 9 award categories. The Wisconsin Department of Administration is the flagship agency of the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Founded in 1959, it has been at the forefront of some of the most significant initiatives in Wisconsin state government. DOA supports the Office of the Governor in the development and implementation of the biennial state budget, as well as centralized purchasing and financial management for state agencies, and works within the 11 federally recognized Native nations in Wisconsin on gaming, coastal programs, and other key areas. The mission of DOA is to provide effective and efficient services at the best value to government agencies and the public. The Richland chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby is hosting a presentation by Bob Lindmeyer, Senior Chief Meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison. Solving the Climate Crisis will be held this Sunday at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bob earned his degree in meteorology from the University of Wisconsin at Madison and started his career in 1980 at Weather Central, a weather consulting firm based in Madison. He became the chief meteorologist at WKOW in 1989, a position he has held ever since. Bob is in his 44th year at WKOW, now as senior chief meteorologist. He is former chair of the American Meteorological Society Station Scientist Committee, which encourages broadcast meteorologists to speak out about climate change. He is a member of Citizens Climate Lobby, a nonprofit and nonpartisan organization focused on national policies to address climate change. Bob believes strongly in climate change education.
I've taken a role myself, I've just done this, of being a climate change educator. I found over the years that there was a need for more education to the public about what's happening in our climate, about passing on the concerns of climate scientists who are very concerned about what's happening, and just bringing that to the forefront so the public knows really what's going on in regards to climate change.
Bob Lindmeyer's presentation on climate change begins with the science. He looks at how climate scientists have determined that we are in a climate crisis.
What climate change does is it makes extreme events worse and more frequent. So the dryness that's being felt in southwest and west central Wisconsin, including Richland County, is more than likely exacerbated by climate change. The dryness wouldn't be as dry as it is right now. But it works on the other end of things, too. When you have flooding rain events, catastrophic rains, it can make that kind of event worse as well. So climate change essentially supercharges the atmosphere and makes extreme events more frequent and worse than they would be otherwise.
Bob will show projections of how much more the climate will change through the end of the century if we continue to burn fossil fuels at the rate we are now. The projections will show how urgent it is to transition to renewable energy quickly. Otherwise, our children and grandchildren will live their adult lives in a climate much different than the one we have lived.
The changes have been happening, especially in the last 50 years or so, since 1970. That's when we've really seen a lot of fossil fuel emissions going to the atmosphere, and we've really seen this change in our climate. So it's been happening at a steady pace, but especially since about 1970 or so, we're seeing the changes happen more frequently and more extreme. So our winters are shorter. They're warmer, especially our winter season is where we're feeling the effects of climate change. We don't have as much snow. We don't have the cold snaps as we used to. I think that's an area, that winter season is where folks can really experience the change and remember how much colder and snowier it used to be when they were in their youth.
Finally, Bob Lindmeyer will look at solutions, including ways to reduce your carbon footprint and the absolute need to put a price on carbon with bills now in Congress. Everyone is invited to attend Solving the Climate Crisis with Bob Lindmeyer this Sunday at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Bean Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family of Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jenny and Tyler Colson had a son, Grayson Stone.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale April 19th through the 22nd and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly have had some chilly, blustery conditions out there today with all that wind. And now we're looking for some freezing temperatures overnight. In fact, a freeze warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for our listening area from midnight till about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. As temperatures dip into the upper 20s, be sure to cover up any tender vegetation that you don't want to see damaged. And we'll likely have another night with frosty temperatures Saturday night. At least we'll see a fair amount of sunshine tomorrow on Sunday as high pressure works in, Sunday probably being the brighter of the 2 days. And temperatures on Sunday will climb warmer as well as the wind flow starts to come in more from the southwest by evening. Monday will be milder yet, getting us back up to normal. And then a front should sweep through the area Monday night into Tuesday, bringing a bit of rain. Doesn't look terribly heavy. But behind that, slightly cooler again for Tuesday and Wednesday before somewhat warmer air works in late next week. Here's that forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy and cold with widespread frost or freeze conditions developing. Lows around 28 degrees. Westerly wind 8 to 14. Be sure to bundle up. Partly cloudy. Continued cool and breezy tomorrow. High at 50. Wind out of the west-northwest between 10 and 20. Saturday night, clear and cold. Frost likely. Low in the upper 20s. Heading into Sunday, lots of sunshine, pleasant, high near 60, west wind between 10 and 15. For Monday, should be a partly sunny and mild day, low at 34, high 64, showers likely Monday night. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with areas of rain likely, low 44 with a high near 50. Wednesday, mostly sunny, lows in the upper 20s with highs in the mid 50s. Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and a touch warmer. Low 29 degrees with a high near 60. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 48 degrees after a morning low of 36 and a daytime high of 50. Yesterday's high was 51, and we received 19/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1985 is 85 degrees, and the record low set back in 1988 is 19. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 35. Sunset takes place tonight at 7:49. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:12. Winds are out of the southwest at 13 to 15 miles per hour. We even had a gust of 24 miles per hour just come show up shortly here at the WRCO studios. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 48 degrees, and a reminder, there is a freeze warning for the entire WRCO listening area for tomorrow from midnight till 8 a.m.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Shores Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Shores Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Shores Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
Sports time on WRCO Radio. First of all, there is plenty of high school sporting activities going on today. Richland Center and River Valley among the track teams at the Reedsburg Invitational. Also in baseball, Richland Center is hosting Prairie du Chien JV and varsity action this evening. And Riverdale is at Ithaca. That's a game coming up here on WRCO. WRCE this evening features game number one of the series between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Milwaukee is in St. Louis this weekend. Freddy Peralta will start. He's been effective this season with two wins and an ERA of 2.55 and 26 strikeouts. He takes the mound as Milwaukee starts a weekend series in St. Louis. Kyle Gibson starts the series opener for St. Louis. Transfer cornerback R.J. Delancey is said to be taking advantage of the opportunities offered during spring football practice in Wisconsin. The Badgers held their ninth practice yesterday with six more to go. Delancey transferred from Toledo. Lately, he's been working with the number one unit. Head coach Luke Fickell calls him a competitor who hasn't caused any issues. He says Delancey has bought into the things the coaching staff wants and the way it goes. Wisconsin's a little thin in the defensive backfield right now, so Delancey's performance is welcome. A week before the NFL draft, the Packers added a former first-round pick to their offensive line candidates. Andre Dillard is joining his third team into his sixth professional season now. Blessed with strength, size, and agility, he's had some problems, including leading the league last year, allowing 12 sacks while playing for the Tennessee Titans. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another day of high school sports. We're thankful to be able to get one in after a couple of cancellations in a row here on the radio. Today, it's a good one, Riverdale and Ithaca, and in fact, it's a makeup game. High school baseball is coming your way on WRCO tonight, following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Ranger, Nitro, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, with retail savings up to $16,000 on select models. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com. Vitesnik
Power Sports. Riverdale is coached by Kurt Thompson. Kurt, let's talk about the Chieftains and how you've played this week.
I thought we played some good baseball. We ran into a really tough team on Monday in Mineral Point. They beat us 6-0, but their starting pitcher pitched very well. We played good baseball. We just couldn't really get a couple of key hits in certain situations and so on, but sometimes that's what happens. But overall, we've had a nice run of games so far.
And unfortunately, the weather takes its toll from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a rough week. We had, unfortunate, you know, however you look at it, we did move the Mineral Point game from Tuesday back to Monday. We got that in, but then we had Kickapoo on Tuesday, too, and Darlington on Thursday, and both of those games got washed out. But we did get some good quality practice, and tonight we get to go to Ithaca and play, so that should be fun.
Yeah, this is one of those where I think it's beneficial for both teams to play this game, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. This is it's a big game. Everyone knows it's a local rivalry game. You're only, 20, 25 minutes apart. Ithaca defending state champs, and it's always fun to play. We've been playing this for quite a few years, so we always look forward to it.
With the matchup tonight, you know, you go about it probably, I mean, it's not a league game, but also it could play a role in seeding, couldn't it?
Yeah. Even though we are in different sectionals this year, it's always nice to get a big win in a non-conference game like this. So, yeah, I could play a major role in sectionals because, you know, when you bring up Ithaca at a seeding meeting and People know their tradition. It's always nice to be on the upper end of that.
Who do you look to pitch tonight?
Well, I might keep that a secret. No, just joking. We're going with Logan Cagle tonight. He was supposed to throw last night, and of course that got rained out. So Logan's throwing. He's had a really good season.
That's Rodeo Coach Kurt Thompson on the pregame show.
The Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary joins us. Dan, you had a nice win last night against Kickapoo, didn't you?
Yeah, the bats really came alive last night, which was a good sign for us. I think we got as good of a hitting group as we've had, and they've just kind of been, quiet for a little while, and so it was nice to see them come alive. I think we ended up with 12 hits last night, so that always gets things going. Once one batter sees somebody get a hit, it just seems to be infectious, so that was definitely a good sign for us.
Yeah, it was good that you got the game in because it would have pushed back the schedule, and now you can concentrate on Riverdale, which should be a good game tonight, shouldn't it?
Yeah, right. Getting those conference games in on schedule right now is the name of the game. It was huge just because we're running out of dates to make it up, and we always like to keep as many non-conference games, especially against teams like Riverdale, who you really want to be tested throughout the season. And we know they're going to do that for us. So we definitely want to keep teams like Riverdale on our schedule.
And as you approach them, they're obviously a team like you probably could or will play in the playoffs, aren't they?
Exactly. They're loaded with seniors, which gives you a lot of experience. And that experience goes a long way towards just understanding situations, knowing how to get through it. And that's a hard thing to teach sometimes. So definitely they're going to give us everything that we're after. So we need to be tested, and I'm looking forward to a really good test tonight.
I know you have a lot of conference games coming up. How do you approach this tonight as far as pitching?
Pitching-wise, well, Wes Nelson is going to be on the mound for us. We have some big conference games like at the start of the week, next week with Seneca, and just arms that have been used, Sammy through Monday, and would like to not have to use him. Wes needs some time on the mound tonight because he's going to be throwing some big innings for us down the stretch. So it'll be definitely a good test for him. And Devin threw a really good game for us last night, and we're going to need him towards the end of next week as well. So we're going to be going with Wes tonight, and he's going to give us a good shot.
That's Dan Clary. Action is coming up next between Riverdale and Ithaca in high school baseball.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal